All right, time now to check in with Manchester Essex High School football coach Josiah Grimes. Coach, welcome back to MSO. Congratulations on the win last weekend.
Thank you. I appreciate being back on, and thank you for the kind words.
Well, let's I haven't had a chance to talk to you in preseason, and maybe give me a quick quick review, thumb-size review maybe, of how preseason went, what you kind of expected to do with the kids before the season started.
So it was a good preseason as they go. We were lucky, you know, it felt really normal this year. It felt like being back pre-pandemic off-season. You know, mm-hmm. We were able to take advantage of, most of our kids were able to have an opportunity to get into the camps and clinics and everything, so it felt like it, and we had a really good weight room presence with our program this year, so it felt like we actually, you know, before the pandemic, we really had the availability to get the summer work in and then hit the ground running when the preseason came, so it was really nice to have a, you know, kind of just a normal preseason where we could actually get to installing stuff and starting, you know, working on football stuff as opposed to just getting in shape and getting to know the people since everybody had a really good summer. So it was a good preseason in that way, and we were happy to, get out of our scrimmages with, getting a lot of those reps and get a look at a bunch of new guys and all that stuff. And so it was a really good preseason, and we were looking forward to starting the season for sure, and it was really nice to play a good, honest, you know, actual football game with clock and refs and all that stuff. It was fun to do last Thursday. So.
Well, Coach, we had such a good year last year and many returners. How many new positions did you have to fill?
Not too many. We were lucky. Most of our backfield on offense and defense was mostly juniors last year, which was good. We lost certainly a couple major spots, but only one or two on each side of the ball, which was great. So we did have some older guys to jump into those roles. And so we do have an older team, mm-hmm. A lot of upperclassmen this year, which was nice because those guys that are jumping in new spots were with the program yesterday and got certainly some reps. But they really got to get those heavy-duty varsity reps now, so those guys are slotted in there. So we've been lucky to this team this year was definitely one of an older team, so it was more about, you know, installing new stuff and getting new looks than it was evaluating too many new folks at too many new spots.
Coach, put a highlight or a spotlight, if you will, on some of the players from your 43-18 win over Ipswich. I know it's probably going to include a captain or two, but mention some of the guys who stood out.
Yeah, our quarterback, Brennan Twombly, he's our second-year starter. He started for us last year, and it's great to have a senior quarterback come back. He's also one of our captains. He did really well. One of the guys that is stepping into that senior role this year, one of our wide receivers, a gentleman named Declan Kirk. This was his first real varsity start. Now, he's a senior this year, but he's only 2 years on the team. Last year was his first year, so he was able to get his first catch of the year was an 88-yard touchdown that he broke a slant, made one guy miss, and just turned on the jets and got down the sideline. And that really set the tone for us on offense, and it kind of got us right back to where we ended last year and saying, okay, we can do this. We can play offense. All right, that's good. And that kind of got us going in the right direction.
All right,
he really stood out as having a great first game of his senior year.
You have to mention a lineman or two.
Yeah, absolutely. So one of our senior captains is a guy named Ben Hurd. He really sets that tone. He's a 4-year starter for us, and he's really, and now him as a senior, getting him in there and seeing him do, you know, senior things and be that leader on the line is really a wonderful thing to do. And you know, he really set that tone and really played that good Ipswich team really physical. You know, he set that tone up front, and he's always, you know, one of those guys that you know, never gives up in the play, is always in the right spot, great pursuit, great aggressiveness, great toughness. And the other kids, the younger guys who are, you know, we got one or two guys that are starting on that D-line now that haven't had real varsity reps. And to see a guy like that just bent through, you know, that's been a great day. Mm-hmm. You know, Ben's been a great leader for us there.
All right, you've got Whittier Tech this week, is that right?
That's correct.
Okay, well, Coach Bradley's a good friend of mine, Kevin Bradley, and I'm looking at their write-up in the Boston Globe, and they've got some horses up front.
Absolutely. So we're looking forward to that. You know, Coach Bradley's been in this league for a long time, and he certainly has a lot of respect from all the other coaches, myself included. And we know they're going to be well coached and well prepared and ready to battle. And they certainly do have more numbers than us. And, you know, that's always a concern with us, but you know, that's why we keep, you know, taking good angles and, you know, making sure that we get in the right spot and do that type of stuff. But we're expecting the battle, and we're expecting a good game coming out of there. We love playing these other CAC schools, even the large and the small, and mixing up with these crossovers like we have this weekend, or Thursday, I should say. You know, it's going to be a good game, and it's going to be a good, honest game. You know, we know that, like I said, they come in, they're a legit team, despite stumbling a little bit last week. we're certainly not taking them lightly just based on an 0-1 record, but they're going to be prepared. We know that for sure, so we're looking forward to it.
Okay, and what does the schedule look like for you guys this year overall?
So the way that they realigned the Commonwealth division, the Commonwealth Conference this year, they put it up into three divisions. So they basically have a large, a medium, and a small, for lack of a better word.
Mm-hmm.
So we're in that medium division with Kitt, Lowell Catholic, and Georgetown. So we got all those guys on the schedule this year. But we also do a couple crossover games. So we're playing a couple Commonwealth large teams in Shawshing and Greater Lowell. And then we play Essex Tech as well, but then we also have a look at a Lynn Tech later in the year, who's in the Commonwealth small division. So our schedule, except for Ipswich last week, will all be other Commonwealth crossovers, which mm-hmm. I think is a really good thing for us. I mean, we like that league. We like being a part of that league. And so we're really just playing a Commonwealth schedule, even though we're only in the middle division, so a couple of them are crossovers. But,
okay.
We're looking forward to that. We've really enjoyed being in this league, and we like those other teams that we play. We pay a little bit more in gas for the bus rides, but we play the competition, because those are similar teams, not even just in size of school. I mean, they're a little bigger than us, but everyone's bigger than us. But they're really good in spirit, and, you know, they're good matchups, and we think that we have competitive games in almost everybody on that schedule. So we're looking forward to that, and like I said, we're all in on the Commonwealth this year, which is great.
Final question, how are the numbers in terms of turnout for you guys?
Good. We've had a little bit of the injury bug. We had a couple guys that we lost to preseason. We lost a couple guys to injuries that kept our numbers from people who came out for the team down. But very good numbers for us. Almost exact same number that we had last year when all was said and done, which is about 40-41 healthy at the moment, which is a really good number for us.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
We're happy about that. And so, it ebbs and flows. We're hoping to get closer to 50, but you know, like when that injury bug comes in, we lost two or three guys to season-ending stuff. But we got a really good set of freshmen coming in, which is great, which also kind of hopefully leads us into good numbers for a couple years coming. So if we can stay in that 40 to 50 range the next couple years, we're going to be really happy about that.
All right, I'm going to check in with you from time to time, Coach.
Absolutely, I appreciate it, and we love the coverage. We love all the coverage that all you guys do. The more ears and eyes on local sports and especially football, we love it, and we go out of our way to help you guys out in any way. So
thank you.
What you guys need from us, let us know.
We're trying to do it because so much local news is gone now. We lost the local radio station and the local wicked local, so we're doing the best we can by phone. Joe, congratulations on your start, and good luck this week.
Thanks, Rick. Same to you. Have a good one.
Take care. All right, that is Joe Grimes, who is the head coach at Manchester Essex. They opened up with a 43-18 win over Ipswich, and they've got Whittier Tech on Thursday at 6 p.m. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.